ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 12 एंटाइटल्ड द परफेक्ट सोसाइटी फोर स्पिरिचुअल क्लासेस टेक्स्ट 12 13 एंड 14। टेक्स्ट 12 डज नॉट हैव अ परपट, सो टेक्स्ट 12 13 एंड 14। सो वी विल रीड टेक्स्ट 12, recite the verse.
Anjana bhyanjanon
marda stri avalekha misham madhu sragandha lepa lankaram tyaje yurye brihad vrata. Read the translation. Brahmacharis or grihasthas who have taken the vow of celibacy, as described above, should not indulge in the following: applying powder or ointment to the eyes, massaging the head with oil, massaging the body with the hands, seeing a woman or painting a woman's picture, eating meat, drinking wine, decorating the body with flower garlands, smearing scented ointment on the body, or decorating the body with ornaments. These they should give up. We'll read, this has no purport, so we'll read text 13 and 14. Ushitvaivam gurukule dvijo tyav buddhyacha trayam sangopanishadam yavad artham yathavalam dattva varam anugyato guru kamam yadishvara griham vanam प्रविशेद परव्रजित तत्र वावसेत। ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्री भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद। अकॉर्डिंग टू द रूल्स एंड रेगुलेशंस मेंशन्ड अबव, वन हु इज ट्वाइस बोर्न, नेमली अ ब्राह्मण क्षत्रिय और वैश्य, शुड रिसाइड इन द गुरुकुल अंडर द केयर ऑफ स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर। There he should study and learn all the Vedic literatures along with their supplements and the Upanishads, according to his ability and power to study. If possible, the student or disciple should reward the spiritual master with remuneration the spiritual master requests. And then, following the master's order, the disciple should leave and accept one of the other ashrams, namely Grihastha ashram, Vanaprastha ashram, or Sannyas ashram, as he desires. Purport. To study the Vedas and understand them, of course, requires some special intelligence. But the members of the three higher sections of society, namely Brahmanas, Kshatriyas and Vaishyas, must learn the Vedic literatures according to their capability and power to understand. In other words, studying the Vedic literatures is compulsory for everyone but the Shudras and Antijas. The Vedic literature gives the knowledge that one can lead, that can lead one to understand the absolute truth, Brahman, Paramatma and or Bhagavan. Gurukula or the reformatory educational institution should be used only to understand Vedic knowledge. At the present time, there are many educational institutions for training and technology, but such knowledge has nothing to do with the understanding of absolute truth. Technology, therefore, is meant for the Shudras, whereas Vedas are meant for Dvijas. Consequently, this verse states, Dvijo Dityava Buddhya Chatrayim Sangopanishadam. At the present time, in the age of Kali, practically everyone is a Shudra and no one is a Dvija. Therefore, the condition of society has very much deteriorated. Another point to be observed from this verse is that from the Brahmachari Ashram, one may accept the Sannyas Ashram, Vanaprastha Ashram or Grihastha Ashram. It is not compulsory for a brahmachari to become grihastha. Because the ultimate aim is to understand the absolute truth, there is no necessity of going through all the different ashrams. Thus, one may proceed to the sannyas ashram directly from the brahmachari ashram. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur accepted the sannyas ashram directly from the brahmachari ashram. In other words, His Divine Grace Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur did not think it compulsory to accept the grihastha ashram or vanaprastha ashram. So to begin with, I would like to beg the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas before trying to make some attempt to speak. So just 2 days back, one student was coming and sharing that how this life is full of so much tapasya, so much austerity. And he was expressing that, oh, how difficult it is. Already the life is full of so much tapasya and outside materialistic world. And it seems that Krishna consciousness increases the tapasya all the more. So, it doesn't seem to giving us any relief as it was promised in the Gita course. So, this tapasya, so many austerities. Sometimes you see the devotee, somebody is not used to attending the morning program, how he comes there and he's literally struggling, you know. Sometimes struggling even to stand there in the Mangal Arati. Sometimes he may fall off immediately, falling asleep. And in japa, struggling to chant the rounds, japa. So it feels, my God, we feel sometimes pity and sympathy that how this life is full of so much tapasya. So as it is described, the life in the Gurukul or under the guidance of spiritual master, any of the ashrams may be brahmachari, grihast, vanaprast, or any of the varnas, brahman, kshatriya, vaishya. Some kind of tapasya or training is recommended here. As the verse comes in Srimad Bhagavatam, Nayam deho deha bhajam riloke kashtan kaman arhati vidbhujamye. So that is interesting that spiritual... So what do you say? Scriptures, the Vedic scriptures, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam and all the other scriptures are making it very, very clear what they are going to present to you. They are not making any false promises. Everything is very black and white. That this is what you are supposed to do in your life. Tapasya. You have not come here to have funfair or any kind of enjoyment in this material world. So the other day I was discussing with a group of devotees that if you see this concept of dualities comes again and again all over the scriptures, all over the various different sections of scriptures. Where this is given, you know, that this material world is full of dualities, honor and dishonor, pleasure and pain, heat and cold. So while reading this, it is not some poetic composition or it is not like give the opposites. Like in school we have, you know, what is the opposite? Pleasure, pain, heat, cold, honor, dishonor. It's a very, very naked reality of the material world that yes, scriptures are presenting very honestly that yes, material world is full of dualities. You are not here to expect some absolute arrangement as you should expect in the spiritual world. So very naked reality is presented in the scriptures, in the shastras, without any duplicity, very simple and straightforward. Yes, these are the dualities you are going to receive or you should expect in this material world. You are not here to expect something, some kind of illusory happiness. This is the naked reality in front of you. So material world is full of dualities. So in spite of so much hammering by the shastras, still the whole world is running on a very, very sensual or a emotional platform, trying to surf with the superficial waves of this material world. Enjoying the surfing, this game of surfing with the superficial waves. And they are just identifying with these temporary dualities, pleasure or pain, heat or cold, honor and dishonor. And so much identifying with that. A child has come to, a son has come to Gurukul, take the training, or he comes to the, you know, college or wherever, goes studies. The point is, this training is established here. What kind of training is supposed to be there? training of tapasya. And when he goes home to meet his parents, the first question of the mother says, "Oh my God, so weak you have become, they don't feed you nicely." So the first question is on a very, very physical or emotional platform. "Oh, you are so weak, you have grown, they are not feeding you nicely." And practically everybody experiences that. I mean, of course, that's the glory of the affection of the parents. But the point is that here, he has not come to the Gurukul to do some bodybuilding or make his health. He has come to do the science of tapasya or austerities. That's the whole science all about. So here, in the previous this thing verse, it is explained, brahmacharis or grahasthas who have taken the vow of celibacy should not indulge in the following: applying powder, ointment, massaging the head, and various external beautifying steps or physical care. That is, one has to minimize that and come to the understanding what is the practice aimed at. So here is this wonderful purport which we are reading now. It says, to study the Vedas and understand them requires some special intelligence, but the members of three higher sections must learn the Vedic literature according to their capability and power to understand. In other words, studying the Vedic literature is compulsory for everyone. So yes, so one is in the Gurukul or under the guidance of spiritual master, not accepting any kind of sensual or emotional or physical pleasures, but one is recommended, as it is said, compulsory to study the Vedic literatures and understand the whole science and expose yourself to the naked reality, what is the truth, and not hover on a temporary relative platform. So Vedic literatures give the knowledge that one can lead one to understand the absolute truth. Understand the absolute truth. This absolute knowledge has to be gained. Brahman, Paramatma or Bhagavan. And then he says, Gurukul or the reformatory educational institutions. This educational institution is called a reformatory educational institution. One has to create some transformation or reformation of the character or behavior of the heart. As Radha Gopinath Prabhu's statement is famous, that knowledge, and what is that? Information, and information, but no transformation. So here Gurukul is a reformatory educational institution where one has to change his paradigm of expectations, what he expects in the material world, and fix his focus in the right direction. That's why it's called reformatory educational institution. Should be used only to understand the Vedic knowledge. That's the goal, only to understand the Vedic knowledge. So therefore we see in Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita, this theme has been very, very prominent. Prabhupada writes in the beginning of the scriptures, in the verse Karpanya Dosho Pahata Swabhava, he says, who is a man in material perplexities? He does not know how to solve the problems of life. He does not know what is the problems of life, birth, old age, disease, death. He does not know how to solve the problems of life. So that is the man in material perplexity. And such a person is suffering from skin disease, because he is finding shelter in his house, family, relatives, and all these skin relationships he is finding. That is suffering from skin disease. So such a person, when he does not know how to solve, it behooves him to approach a spiritual master and take guidance from him and understand how to solve the problems of life. And starting from that, practically in every chapter, as Prabhupada explains, that every chapter of Bhagavad Gita is talking about devotional service. Every chapter, in a sense, in conclusion, is talking about devotional service. What is the science of devotional service? Going in every chapter, he comes to the 11th chapter. Naham veda na tapasa na dane na na chayijya. He says, if one wants to understand the absolute truth, if one wants to develop the sambandha with absolute truth, one cannot do simply by study of Vedic literatures. Naham vedas na tapasa, neither by simply by austerities, na dane na, just by charity, na chayijya, neither by worship. But these all appear to be the activities of devotional service. So the Prabhupada explains there in the purport that it is only by the power of devotional service, as further in the same chapter also Gita, Bhaktyat Vanane Shakya, that verse comes. Only by the power of devotional service, one can hope to understand his relationship with Absolute Truth. So what is that devotional service? That is told here also. That says, Gurukul under the care of spiritual master. So that banner is very important. The banner of the care, guidance and putting himself subservient to the instructions of spiritual master. Now, simply by independent study of Vedas, or just by austerities, or just by independent worshipping methods, or just by charity, one cannot claim to understand Absolute Truth. One has to go deeper and understand what is the main thing. The main banner is the guidance of spiritual master, or the guidance subservient to a devotee of the Lord. When one puts himself subservient to a devotee of the Lord, then only the knowledge of the Absolute Truth is revealed to him. So therefore it is said, Gurukul is not a place, or the guidance of spiritual master is accepted only to understand Vedic knowledge. At the present time, there are many educational institutions for training and technology. But such knowledge has nothing to do with the understanding of Absolute Truth. So one has taken admission into an educational institution looking for this kind of superficial knowledge, technology, is Prabhupada's writing is for Shudras. A high class, intelligent person, he knows that all the facility which has been created is to understand one's relationship with Absolute Truth. So he does not like the superficial game of surfing. He wants to understand his sambandha with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And therefore he very carefully studies the Vedic literatures under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master, taking guidance from him, and thus understanding one's sambandha with the spiritual master. So he says, such knowledge has nothing to do with the understanding of Absolute Truth. This is very important, understanding the Absolute Truth. That is the goal, that is the whole aim which we are all aiming at, taking admission into an educational institution under the spiritual master. So for that one has to understand from scriptures what is the nature of Absolute Truth. How this Absolute Truth is presented in the scriptures. So therefore next point which is given, that you cannot attain by charity, dhanena, tapasa, and then he says, neither by mental speculation. One cannot understand Absolute Truth by mental speculation. That is another fact. That just by the power of mind, if one tries to understand by his imaginations what is the nature of Absolute Truth, one will miserably fail. It is only when Absolute Truth reveals. So therefore, this is another point here, that by mental speculation, one cannot understand what is Absolute Truth. So therefore it says, at the present moment in the age of Kali, practical everyone is Shudra and no one is a Dvija. Therefore the condition of society has very much deteriorated. So this interesting point is there, that neither a mental speculation, nor by tapasa, nor by dhanena, nor by ijya, but that important guidance, putting himself subservient to the instructions of spiritual master, one can understand the Absolute Truth. That is the goal. So therefore one has to understand the nature of Absolute Truth. So therefore verse after verse this nature is also explained. It is described in Brahma Samhita, Advaitam Achyutam Anadim Anantarupam Adhyam Purana Purusham Navayovanam Cham. Nature is described. What is the next? What is this? Vedeshu Durlabham. Adurlabham. Atma Bhakto. Yes. So this Advaitam Achyutam Anadim Anantarupam, the Supreme Lord Advaitam Achyutam, who is infallible, Anadim Anantarupam, who is unlimited. And another characteristic described is, he is achintya or inconceivable. So one has to understand these characteristics of Absolute Truth and how the Supreme Absolute Truth reciprocates in the life of a spiritual practitioner. that knowledge has to be very clearly understood. Otherwise, one will be keeping false expectations, and over a period of time, one will break down thinking that, oh, spiritual life is not fulfilling the expectations of the sadhakas. Spiritual life is very much, it's a cheating, or it's a trick played, or it is not up to my expectations what I was expecting. But therefore, a very beginning already is made clear, mental speculation will not help you. You have to understand this very carefully from the guidance. Because the nature of that absolute truth is advaitam, achyutam. So that nature, one can understand only when one puts himself subservient to the instructions. So that's a very beautiful point there. And then another point, it says, another point to be observed from this verse is that from brahmacharya ashram, one may accept the sannyas ashram, vanaprastha ashram or grahastha ashram. It is not compulsory for a brahmachari to become a grahastha. Because the ultimate aim is to understand the absolute truth, there is no necessity of going through all the different ashrams. Thus, one may proceed to the sannyas ashram directly from brahmacharya ashram. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur accepted the sannyas ashram directly from brahmacharya ashram. In other words, His Divine Grace Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur did not think it compulsory to accept the grahastha ashram or vanaprastha ashram. This is another point. As Prabhupada gives the example of that in that pastime of Gajendra in the 8th canto, he gives that Gajendra is a elephant, is a species of the land, and here crocodile is a species of water. So although it would have been very easy for the elephant to tackle this crocodile, but because they were in the water, elephant could not do anything. Gajendra could not do anything. He was controlled by the crocodile. So there Prabhupada writes that it is very important to understand where one feels comfortable as per his nature and constitution. But one should understand, one should not lose focus of the ultimate goal. So here also Prabhupada is making very clear. Ultimate goal is important. Depending on how one is to reach the ultimate goal, one has to decide his ashram. Prabhupada says, because the ultimate aim is to understand the absolute truth, there is no necessity of going through all the different ashrams. That is the ultimate necessity. Yesterday in Brahmachari class, Subhag Maharaj was mentioning that one has to study the scriptures very scrutinizingly, because this material world is going to present a lot of dualities, many changes. So many changes one may face in his life. And if one is not fixed in his goal, one will get deviated, one will get disheartened, one will get depressed, one will come into anxiety that, oh, I lose my expectations. So therefore, he said, one has to become very clear of what one is expecting. Therefore, even this nice bhajan is there, which says, which is glorifying, Madhurashtakam, which is glorifying the holy name. It says, Abrahma Bhuvana Loka Puna, what is that? No, sorry. Abraham Samaparyantam. He says, everything in this material world from top to bottom. Sarva Maya Mayam Jagat. Satyam Satyam Punah Satyam. So that Madhurashtakam is reminding us. It's called Madhurashtakam. Yes. Kevalashtakam. He says, Abraham Samaparyantam Sarvam Maya Mayam Jagat. Satyam Satyam Punah Satyam. Hare Nameva Kevalam. It is reminding us that yes, so many superficial waves are coming in this material world. Please do not just enjoy this surfing game of pleasure and pain, honor and dishonor. Understand why you have come to this ashram of Guru, and understand Hare Nameva Kevalam, the ultimate truth, the absolute truth on which you are not supposed to lose your attention, your focus on. Abrahma Stambh Paryantam Sarvam Maya Mayam Jagat. Everything is a game of illusion, which is trying to divert you, trying to disfocus you, divert you. So all the energy and all the attention has to be focused on this Harer Nameva Kevalam. So as it is very clearly said, there are many educational institutions for training and technology, but such knowledge has nothing to do with understanding of absolute truth. So even in a spiritual institution, there are many other subject matters of importance. There are many, many subject matters which apparently appear to be important, and they are important. But one has to understand the maximum energy where it has to be focused on. Therefore, it's so emphatically saying, Harer nameva kevalam. If one does not focus his energy on this, he's telling the truth. This is the absolute truth. Harer nameva kevalam. In fact, the first verse is, Madhuram madhurebhyopi mangalebhyopi mangalam. And then the line comes, Mangalebhyopi mangalam. So that's another very important line. Mangalebhyopi mangalam. Which is the most auspicious thing. Prabhupada writes in one purport, that there is no question of auspicious and inauspicious in material world. Everything in material world is inauspicious. The very existence in material world is inauspicious. So when so many inauspicious events take place, it should not dishearten us that, oh, because anyway, material world, what else do you expect? It's a place of inauspiciousness. A deep, dark well of inauspiciousness. So what does it say? Mangalebhyopi mangalam. The all auspiciousness is created by Harer nameva kevalam. So that beautifully in those 8 verses, kevalam, kevalam, so emphatically is telling, this is the auspiciousness, this is the most sweet, madhuram madhurebhyopi. What is the third line? Pavanam pavanebhyopi, purifying. It is the most purifying. So one is, actually it's very interesting. Another time we were having discussion with a group of devotees and they were telling, oh, again and again we are thrown off by the maya from our path of determination, and again we are disheartened that I have lost to material energy. I tried my heart, I was determined, again I am lost, and again I am humbled, and I am realized that, oh, how fallen I am. Then we were discussing, anyway, what do you expect? You are Anu, and Krishna is Vibhu. So what do you expect? You are so atomic, you will be thrown off again and again. It is quite possible, and no big wonder about it. Krishna is Vibhu and his energies are also unlimited. His Mahamaya, Yogamaya energies are unlimited. And Krishna's plan is also inconceivable, how he is going to use his energies. So in that, the small atomic is trying to swim with small hands, and what can he expect? Anu is going to be thrown off by Vibhu, in one sense, if you see. So therefore, this world is full of contamination, so much material contamination, modes are empowering, throwing us up and down and again, no problem. Pavanam pavanebhyopi. We are holding on to that one rope, that one stick, pavanam, which is the purifier of all purifiers. Harer nameva kevalam. So therefore it's focusing. What is the goal now? This is the dharma. It is described, so many Vedic procedures are given. But then Prabhupada very nicely described that these yajnas, so many yajnas are there. So many procedures of dana is there, tapa is there. But with yajna sankirtana praya, what is the ultimate goal of all yajnas, all dana, all tapa is this sankirtan. And another one, again, he says, sa guru sa pita chapi, sa mata bandhavo pisa, shikshaye chet sadasmartum, harer nameva kevalam. Then talking of education or knowledge, who is giving real knowledge? Sa guru sa pita chapi. Who is a real spiritual master? It is a great responsibility of spiritual master or father or mother. Shikshaye chet sadasmartum, to give that education of giving the importance to the holy name. That's very interesting. Giving the importance to the holy name. Somebody who reminds you that. And then, what is the next one? Nishvasun, what is that? Ishvaso. Kadarudha bhavishyati kirtaniya matabalyat harer nameva kevalam. And the next verse says that who knows when you will give up your last breath, when you will give up this body. So many issues you are giving importance to, but have you given importance to this ultimate issue? Kirtaniya matabalyat. So right from the beginning one should focus. So as Radhanath Maharaj was mentioning in the Prerna lectures, recent Prerna lectures, they're not losing the integrity and the foundational principles. He is talking about that issue. So here is one of the principles one has to really hold on in his life. So that is Kirtaniya Mata Balyad Harer Nameva Kevalam. And then he says, Hari Sada Vase Tatra Yatra Bhagvata Jana Gayanti Bhakti Bhavena Gayanti Bhakti Bhavena. Lord Hari always resides there where the devotees of Lord with great devotion, Gayanti Bhakti Bhavena, with great devotion they are singing the glories of the Lord. Harer Nameva Kevalam. That is the only truth. Harer Nameva Kevalam. And then it says, What is the next one? Aho dukkham mahadukkham. Still lamenting. Aho dukkham mahadukkham dukkha dukkha taram bhavet. That yes. So this is a, how hopeless, I mean, it's such a hopeless condition that in spite of so, everything told so clearly, the situation of material world, the nature of absolute truth, what is the only truth, what is the only pillar we have to hold on. Aho dukkham mahadukkham. Dukkha dukkha taram bhavet. It's like superlative degree, you know, you went to, okay. Such a miserable condition now. Kacha, what is that? Vismritam ratna. Kacharatham vismritam ratna. That I have considered this jewel as a piece of glass and thrown it away. Not given importance to. Huh? So that, harir nameva kevalam. So reminding us to that main jewel which one has, and one has to hold on to. And then finally he says, Giyatam, what is it? Giyatam, Giyatam Karanam. So therefore understanding that, what should one do? Regularly, daily, eternally, always, constantly. Keep on hearing, keep on chanting. Hearing, hearing, hearing. That's the only solution. Hear the holy name, chant the holy name, sing the holy name. Harir Nameva Kevalam. It's not there. Okay. And then, what is that? Rajatesak, what is that? First line? Trinikritya Jagat Sarvam. Trinikritya Jagat Sarvam. Rajatesakalopari. So when one takes shelter of the holy name, what is the realization explained there? Trinikritya Jagat Sarvam. Rajatesakalopari. Siddhanandam Mayam Shuddham. So Trinikritya Jagat Sarvam. This whole world which is presenting us so many illusions in front of you and trying to bewilder you and just seeing that you are just holding your hairs and want to pluck out each and every hair, going mad what's happening in this world. It's just creating a whole illusory network in front of you. So, Trinikritya, it becomes so insignificant like a blade of grass. Trinikritya Jagat Sarvam. Jagat Sarvam. Everything in the universe. It is just a presentation of illusion. It's a big joke. Trinikritya Jagat Sarvam. Rajate Sakalopari. This dominates over all that. You transcend immediately all this network of illusion. Chidanandam Mayam Shuddham. And this is the nature of this holy name. Of the holy name of the Lord, Chidanandam Mayam Shuddham. That is the transcendental nature of the Supreme Lord, Lord's holy name. Harir Name Vakevalam. So we say very beautifully, if somebody takes shelter of Vedic literatures under the guidance of spiritual master, as it is said here, the first line, to study the Vedas and understand them, of course, requires special intelligence. So one may think, oh, it's difficult, yes, special intelligence. But the members of higher sections must learn the Vedic literatures according to their capability and power to understand. Vedic literature gives the knowledge that one can lead one to understand the absolute truth. So one will not just play the surfing game in the ocean of material world. But what is that? Samashrita ye pada pallava plavam. This whole ocean, it is so vast, and to cross over these waves, one just keeps surfing over the waves, doesn't move anywhere. So it becomes like a small hoof of a calf's hoof print, that small water. So easy to cross over. If one understands this and takes shelter, and understands a sense, Harir Name Vakevalam, Hare Krishna. So we'll end here. Grantraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Samaveta Bhaktavrinda ki jai.